The other day we discussed what a chok is, and of course the most traditional, most popular explanation of what a chok is that it's a mitzvah that does not make any sense. Chukim are the mitzvos that defy logic, and what we're instructed to do is embrace them nonetheless. And we discussed how that is theologically a very complicated piece. But what it accomplishes is it really does allow us the ability to recognize what we're doing is like big. This is not just something, but this is something bigger than us. That's what a chok is. Rav Zevin has a beautiful explanation. He says that the word chok actually could come from a different word, chakuk. Chakuk is carved, chiseled into stone. What's the difference between writing and carving? So when you write something with ink, the ink is actually is a separate entity from that which it is written on. It's actually, if you ever look at a mezuzah or a pair of tefillin and you look at the cloth, you see how true that is. The ink does not get absorbed into the actual material that it's written on. And so with your nail, you can simply scratch it off. And it would all be good. That's the idea of a chok. A chok is chakuk. It's not written where it's a separate part, where it's independent of the paper. It is chakuk in the sense that it is so much a part of what it is written on. It becomes a part and parcel of the stone. Rav Zevin says that is the goal of mitzvos. Mitzvos are not just supposed to be things that you do, but they're supposed to be things that are so embedded, so much a part of our hearts, so much a part of our minds, so much a part of all of our thoughts. Why is that? Because that's when it really is so much of an important part in our life. Rabbi Rasner points out a beautiful story that the Chafetz Chaim once was riding somewhere with a student of his. And they were riding on a wagon, and he turned to the student and said, "What were you thinking when you paid the driver for our ride?" He goes, "Well, I was so grateful. He was getting us from point A to point B. I even gave him a tip. It was so nice." And the Chafetz Chaim said to him, no, that's not what you should have been thinking. At that moment, you should have been thinking, I am being mekayim the following bunch of mitzvos. If it's chakuk belev, then every action I do really matters. And every single thing I do, every moment that I'm doing it, it is so much a part of my relationship with God. If, however, I view it simply as a means to doing what I have to do, one would not come across the same way. Then it just is what it is. Chakuk chukim. Chakuk belev. Have a great day.